This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy. A big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy. Sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy. With pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers. Breakfast and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw for Inouye. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good. Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul,
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up at the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The Bodkin boys are set to make their first regional appearance since 2001. The opponent here tonight, Newark Catholic, 11-12 on the year. Disjointed schedule, pauses because of the virus. Very potent D1, D2, and D3 clubs in the Licking County League for Newark Catholic. But it's a team that is playing terrific basketball at the right time. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie. We've got the action for you tonight from here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Bodkins has won 10 in a row. Now 23-3. Super season for Bodkins in the Shelby County Athletic League. Terrific campaign, 10 wins, 2 losses, tied for Anna for the top spot. Both teams, Chuck, coming off easy district championship victories. Bodkins 50-33 over Fayetteville Perry. Meanwhile, Newark Catholic got 37 points from Cole Cantor. He's averaging 16. And Newark Catholic defeated Sugar Grove Burn Union 72-46. Sugar Grove was a 7 seed. Newark Catholic a 3 seed. Oddly enough, the number 2 and number 1 seeds in that boys D4 Central District got ousted.
Well, any teen school that's got 4 names, I don't take them very seriously.
Sugar Grove Burn Union. But this Cole Cantor is a young man for Newark Catholic that Bodkins cannot let out of their sight tonight. And not only did he hit
Nine threes and 10 shots. He made 37 points. And he got backup support from his running mate at guard, Tristan Gorius, who poured in three more threes. To say that Newark Catholic is at its best right now is an understatement.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure where they played their game. This is a little tougher shooting background. I think it gives Botkins a teeny bit of an advantage early anyway.
Having played here, too.
Yes. But obviously, I'm 9 of 10, and I scored 37 points. I can shoot the basketball in a barn. I mean, that's shooting right there.
Yep.
And I'm going to assume that they're probably going to go with Carter Plyman on him at 6'4", which matches up pretty good height-wise. The other choice they would have is Denton Homan, who can go out and guard you on the perimeter.
It'll be a combination of those two, maybe infrequently, a little bit of Zane Paul, but I'm sure Homan and Carter Plyman will have the task of shadowing Cole Cantor for Newark Catholic. That's a name you will hear quite often here this evening. Botkins went inside early and often in the win over Fayetteville Perry. That's a good sign because no matter who the Trojans play, Chuck, at the Division IV level, they've got a size advantage on the interior.
Absolutely. I mean, Jacob Plyman had a terrific start to the game, and then as they collapsed on him, then they shot the ball from the outside, and Don Mack, used to be the girls' basketball coach, keeps the scorebook, knows what he's talking about, and he said that he feels like Zane Paul is the key. If Zane Paul makes some threes and the defense has to spread out a little bit, that's gonna make it an easier task for Botkins.
Oh, yeah, Zane could go crazy. He'd be a zany Paul.
he's a heck of a shooter. He's a streaky shooter. He's a heck of a shooter.
Yep. Botkins, I think, needs to get off to a good start like it did against Fayetteville Perry. Excellent beginning in that district championship game. Winner here tonight returns Friday night, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip for a regional championship against the winner of the second game tonight, which pits Cedarville and Tri-Village.
That should be a great basketball game.
Chuck, handicap that one.
You know, it's hard to do because, you know, I'm going to say Tri-Village played New Miami, and New Miami was as bad a team as I've seen this year.
Right.
But they thumped them pretty good. Cedarville beat Jackson, who I thought played well. I mean, it wasn't a gift. Cedarville deserved it. They had the kid score 30 points on them and got to the rim.
Okay, each team, Cedarville, Tri-Village, a young man pumped in 30.
I think that's going to be a terrific second game.
Sarver for Tri-Village.
Yeah, he's a shooter. They don't have a senior on the team.
That's amazing. Amazing. Botkins, fairly young. This club will be strong again next year. Yep, a few seniors, but a lot of experience returns for the Botkins Trojans. We had the opportunity to talk with head coach Sean Powell just a couple days ago as his club was preparing for Newark Catholic. And Sean was delighted with the start against Fayetteville Perry. Defense was very good, a couple early threes, and inside to Jacob Plyman frequently, as we noted just a few minutes ago. Coach Paul hopes his club gets off to a start tonight like it did against Fayetteville Perry in that district championship game.
Coach, big victory over Fayetteville Perry. You went inside to Jacob Plyman early and often, and you got first quarter threes from Zane Paul and Jamison Meyer to pull ahead big in the first half.
Yes, Jacob, he's been struggling just of late, probably last four or five games. He hasn't played his best ball, but he's one of our leaders, and we count on him game in and game out to perform, and he did that. He started us off the other day very well. Jamison come off the bench. He's always been a spark for us. We look for him to get his threes up as soon as he hits the floor. And Zane Paul, he's a leader for us. He's been a leader for us for the last 3 years. And whenever he gets it going, it's always going to be a good night for us.
Again, you limited Fort Loramie to 38 points in the sectional championship, held them to 37 once in the regular season. This Fayetteville Perry team had a lot of size, but man, oh oh, man, did you put the clamps on them? Their offense couldn't get untracked. They had 4 points for the longest time ever in that first half. Way to go. Bodkins defense once again.
Yeah, we've been stressing defense all season. Every practice, we lead the practice working on our defense. And for the kids to come along as far as they have so far and really buying into what we're trying to do here in the tournament, it feels good to go out there against a Fayetteville Perry team with their size and their athleticism. Yep. To be able to shut them down in the first half, that carries over to the next game, and hopefully we continue that.
You really frustrated Jaden Bradshaw out there on the point at 6'4". He could not accomplish much at all.
Yeah, we were worried about his height at the point guard position. He's listed at about 6'4",
right.
And he's very athletic. On the film, we saw that he finished well around the rim. He can shoot over most guards.
You didn't let him get there.
Yes. We still put a small guard on him. Zane's really on a good day, 5'10".
Right.
But we trust Zane. He's a senior. We trust him just not to let him get to the lane and be able to shoot over. And he did a great job being able to get through screens the way we guard ball screens. He'd fight over top of them. And he bought in for four quarters.
Jaden Pretty, good all-around floor game. Didn't score like usual. I think that bodes well for the next game. Look out, Newark Catholic, because Jaden Pretty is going to put points on the board.
Yep. The ball, really scoring for us is where the ball lands.
Right.
If we work the ball and whoever has the open shot, we have enough scores to where we don't necessarily have a 20-point score every game.
Sure.
We try to get three or four to have 12 to 15.
Sure.
And so far it's been working for us. On the offensive end, we don't stress one guy getting shots. It's pace, space, and play together.
Sean Powell, head coach of Bodkins, before today's regional semifinal with Newark Catholic, a team that's been up and down all year long, peaking at the right time, red hot at the moment, coming off a game when they had, 12 or 13 threes?
Yeah, they have a point guard, a junior point guard, on film. I haven't seen too many guys that can shoot the ball the way he does. The guy in the area that I would say he's more like is Finkenbeiner Anna, with the range and just the ability to flat out shoot the ball. He can shoot it off the dribble, coming off screens. So we're going to have a hand in his face at all times, harass him up the floor, just make it difficult to get to his spots. And I believe we have the guys that can do it. We'll rotate multiple guys on him.
Sure.
and see how that works.
Yeah, maybe that's a Denton Holman, Carter Plyman assignment, maybe even a little Zane Paul.
Yeah, we'll throw Zane on him. We'll throw Jay on him. And Denton, he's definitely, he won't let me not put him on him, regardless if he's a point guard or not. And I'll listen to my seniors and see how they fare well with him.
And Newark may not be overall quite as big as Bodkins, but they do have a couple of nice 6'3s who are mean and physical in the middle.
Yes, they're not the biggest team, but they have decent size, 6'2", 6'3", about two or three players in the starting lineup. One thing that I saw, they're coached very, very well, and like I said, they're led by their junior point guard, and as he goes, they go.
Sean, good luck today against the Irish of Newark Catholic.
Appreciate it.
Bodkins Trojans head coach Sean Powell summarizing the Newark Catholic Green Wave. The Irish are coached by Nate Adams in his second year. He's a Newark Catholic grad, played football, baseball, and basketball there. He was on that 2010 Hoops team, which lost in the state final to Dayton Jefferson and Adrian Payne, who went on to play at Michigan State. The Newark Catholic coach played college football at Youngstown State, by the way. And it's his second year as head coach. Last year's club was a game over 500, lost in the district semi in two overtimes. This year's team at Newark Catholic lost one of its two top starters six games in, a 6'3 junior ACL injury. And then, as I noted several minutes ago, the schedule was turned inside out a couple times because of pauses due to the health crisis. In fact, in one stretch, 10 days, no practice. Thus the record, Chuck, one game below 500 for Newark Catholic.
Right. Well, it's been a strange season. Some teams have been able to get most of their games in, and they've really not had any kind of a shutdown.
Right.
But the teams that have, it's been a struggle for them. And what you're looking at now is a team that is led by a junior point guard, like he said, and they're playing their best basketball right now. Their record doesn't make a bit of difference.
No, not at all. As a result, Chuck, due to a change in protocols, the numbers in the stands here at Vandalia Butler far greater than during district play. In fact, the seats on the sides have been rolled out. They weren't for the district.
Right.
The seats on the sides, lower level, have been rolled out. There are fans in them. In fact, in some places, they are clustered, and they're clearly clustered up above in the mezzanine across the way, which is 15, 16 rows high. I'm looking right smack dab in the middle between the two stairwells, eight rows up, probably 30, 40 people tightly sandwiched.
And there's at least 50 students that are all together. They're going to have a nice presence tonight in this game.
Yeah, I bet we'll probably have every bit of 1,000 in here before the night's over.
I'm thinking they had the, not the flying to the hoop, but they had the Top Gun showcase here Sunday and Monday.
Right.
I wonder if this isn't still just set up for what they did for that.
It could be. A good thought. We're going to take a break. We'll return in 2 minutes. It's Botkins, Newark Catholic, one of the two D4 regional semifinals in boys action here tonight at Vandalia Butler. Second game pits Tri-Village in a doozy of a contest against Cedarville. We won't be carrying that one. You can join the Tiger.
I'm going to watch it.
You can join the Tiger, WTGR, for all the play-by-play and color. We are back eventually here with starting lineups, opening tip, Botkins, Newark Catholic. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing, because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, here tonight, the big components, the big building blocks for the Botkins Trojans are those inside players who go 6'4 to 6'5, led by Jacob Kleiman, defensive wizards, Holman and Carter Kleiman. Dylan Topp comes in off the bench, too. And Botkins must use its size here tonight, as it did versus Fayetteville Perry. Jaden Pretty, a key component. He's got to penetrate. He'll score well tonight in a bounce-back game for the Botkins Trojans. Newark Catholic's big building blocks. Have a sound game defensively. Try to stop a few of Botkins' weapons, either on the inside or outside. And Newark Catholic wants Cole Cantor to get off to a great start. He's a pure shooter. Very versatile player. He's coming off a 37-point district championship contest. And it would be advisable for his running mate at guard to play pretty well to distract some of Botkins' attention off of Cantor. Big building blocks here tonight for Newark Catholic. Speaking of such, the finest building blocks come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Having just been introduced, the starting five for Newark Catholic. Brian Bell at guard, 6 foot senior, 4 points a game. Tristan Gorius, 6 foot junior at a wing. He's averaging six a game. Kyle Langenbrenner, real good football player, 6 foot sophomore, averaging 7 points a game. Also in the opening five in the middle, Matthew Gialdini, spelled G-I-A-L-D-I-N-I, 6'3 senior, and Cole Cantor, 6'3 hotshot guard. Opening five for the Botkins Trojans, Zane Paul, Jacob Kleiman, Jaden Pretty. Here comes 21, Carter Kleiman. And the final fifth starter, Jacob Kleiman, Denton Holman, was announced earlier. So Jacob and Carter Kleiman up front along with Denton Holman. Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty in the backcourt. Pretty at about 14 points a game. Jacob Kleiman, 15. Zane Paul, 7 a game. He can run off and get a dozen to 15 on you on a good night. Zane's one of those players who needs to make a shot early. Jaden Pretty didn't score well at all, Chuck, in the district championship game. Any concern there?
No, because what I liked was the fact that he didn't force any shots.
Right.
Other people were making it. He took care of the basketball, got it to the right people. To me, that's senior leadership.
How versatile is Cole Cantor of Newark Catholic? Well, he just jumped center.
Yeah.
And the opening tip to start the game was won by Jaden Pretty, who digs it off the floor, far side of the court near the timeline, throws it to the wing.
3-2 zone by Newark Catholic.
It is. The green and gold of Newark Catholic zoning. We thought they might. Head coach Nate Adams say we mix it up. Here's Pretty on the arc. Faked his man out. Went to the elbow. Didn't shoot. Head coach Nate Adams applauding his club. Jaden Pretty looks to the bench. Let's see if the Trojans change their offensive approach on this set. Pretty deep right corner. Wants to go baseline to Jacob Plyman. Can't do it. Tries to skip it cross court. The pass is way short. Intercepted by Tristan Gorius. He comes down the floor for Newark Catholic. Gorius hangs on. Gives it to Cole Cantor. On a weave. Looked like a walk by Gorius. Not called. 6:58 to go. First quarter. No score. Left baseline. Player left wide open. Kyle Langenbrenner, forgotten man, the Bodkins defense. He scores an easy one.
He beat him on the baseline. There was no help at all.
Thane Paul's got the ball 30 feet out. Good-looking tight zone by Newark Catholic. Here's a long three left corner. It rimmed out by Pretty. No good. Rebound beneath the iron by Holman. Holman on the arc to Paul. Now to Pretty. Back to Paul. Paul launches a high one from 30 feet. Good! Zane Paul off the side early. 3-2 Bodkins. Good to see him score. That Newark Catholic zone tightly knit.
Well, it is. And I'll tell you what, if you get him and you get Jamison Meyer out there finding some cracks, they're not going to be able to play it very long.
Right. Substitute guard Joe Stanley, 5'7 sophomore, in now for Newark. Hand off to Cantor, 30 feet away. Zane Paul's got him at the start. Ball dealt to Gialdini, the post player, who comes out to grab it. Right side Cantor steps back, shoots a 28-footer, and skimmed off the rim. Rebound Carter Plyman to Bodkins. He motors down the floor, top of the circle, and heaves it out of bounds.
Calm down. Get your feet set. Jump stop before you throw the pass.
Two horrific bad passes by Bodkins. 5:42 to go here in the first quarter. It's a game of nerves.
Oh, absolutely right now.
Yep.
Just playing a little too fast.
Yep. The pressure is on. The adrenaline is pumped up. Bodkins has turned it over twice. Lead it 3-2. Here's Cantor. Wants to go baseline.
Wow.
Fights to the rim. Shoots right through the Bodkins defender and scores it.
That was good defense and better offense.
Here's Jacob Plyman in the post. Ball whipped to Zane Paul. Right corner. A high arching launch. It is in and out. No good. Rebound Jacob Plyman. Heaves it back onto the court. Picked off by Newark Catholic, which leads it 4-3. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Chuck, this does not look like a team that is one below 500.
Well, no. I mean, and we talked about the reason why.
Here's a drive. Cantor's left unguarded. Out of nowhere, Jacob Plyman with a clean block out of bounds, and it's ruled a foul.
They caught it on Holman. Holman got him low.
Did he? I quickly stand corrected. 4:50 left opening quarter. 4-3 Newark Catholic. They cleared out for Cole Cantor, and he's an adept driver. Very good shooter from distance. His free throw hits the front rim and crawls over and in.
You can tell that's a shooter when you can hit the front of the rim with a free throw, make it go clank and still climb over.
5-3 Newark Catholic, 4:50 left opening quarter. Bodkins is in for a real stout test here tonight. Second shot by Cantor. Dances all around the iron, and it drops through. 6-3 Newark. Pretty into the forecourt. Behind him to Jamison Meyer, who's on the floor now. And Jamison Meyer's going to launch. Swish! 29-footer, Jamison Meyer. High point right side, well beyond the arc.
This is just tailor-made for that young man to play offense against this team.
Yep. Zone defense by Newark, and Jamison Meyer will love it. Here's a weave on top, and it's Cantor exploding down the lane. Dishes right corner to a teammate. Here's a long three bombed in by Newark Catholic. Tristan Gorius, who made three in the district championship to go with Cole Canner's nine, just flips one in. 9-6 Newark. Raining threes here so far.
That was Cantor. He got into the lane, pulled the defense, and Gorius was set up in the corner.
Yep, Cantor assisted. 3:54 to go, opening period. Newark, three-point lead. Deep left corner, Jaden Pretty overshoots. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Off of Botkins, clearly. Newark Catholic, Chuck, extremely well coached. You can tell that in 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, well, pretty good chance they wouldn't be here.
Gorius to the timeline, picked up for Pretty. Oh, and Pretty steals it. And then Pretty falls down and coughs it up right back to Gorius. Gives it up to Gialdini, the post player. Now to Canner straight away. Foul line into the lane. He muffed it. Ball loose, rolling to midcourt. And we got a scrum tie-up. Arrow, Newark Catholic possession. Irish in the road, green, white numbers. A lot of gold trim. Pretty uniforms. Botkins, the home white, gold numbers outlined in black. Black and gold stripes down the sides of the shorts. 3:23 to go, first quarter. Here's a backdoor cut by Newark Catholic and a miscue. They throw it away. Picked off by Carter Plyman and ripped away from him by Cole Canner, who's out in front to the easy snowbird at the other end.
I'll tell you what, Carter Plyman needs to relax.
Yep.
He has turned the ball three times on terrible plays.
Too many turnovers for Botkins, which needs to shake the nerves. 2:57 to go, first quarter. Newark Catholic 11, Botkins 6. Here's Pretty. Here's Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Pretty back to Jamison. Near side to Carter. Carter looks for Jacob. Jacob's been hemmed in. He's at the high post on the arc to Jamison. He's going to let it go. He hoisted one in. Well over 30 feet. Woo!
There's the great equalizer, shooting the ball and making threes.
Three threes for the Trojans. Two by Meyer, one by Paul. Newark Catholic still up 11-9. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Dribble drive down the lane area. Brian Bell, handcuffed, can't shoot. On the arc to Canner. My gosh! My gosh! 32-footer by Canter! Quickly down the floor, Botkins, baseline left, Carter Plyman. It is deflected out of bounds by Newark Catholic. Botkins went for the quick rush, fast break after the made goal, nearly turned it over.
Yeah, he got lucky that the ball was tipped because he had no chance of making a shot there.
He was on the other side of the backboard. 11-9, or I should say 14-9, Newark. Here's Jamison Meyer again behind the screen. Drills it! Left corner of the court. Wow. Head coach Nate Adams of Newark Catholic just shakes his head. 14-12 Irish.
That was a set inbounds play, and they ran it to perfection.
Deep right corner, it's Gorius. Gorius with a little avenue. Collision, body fly, defensive foul against Botkins. It's common.
Yeah, Top lost his balance.
Newark Catholic yet to commit one. Dylan Top on the floor for Botkins at the moment. 6'3" young man on the arc. It's Gorius. And holding right away after the inbounds pitch against Botkins.
That's the second foul on Homan.
And he's going to have to check out. Carter Plyman right back in. Brad Denton Homan could be the ace defensive specialist in this game.
Well, you got to move your feet. He just, Carter Canner went around him, he just stuck a hand out and grabbed him.
Couple of fouls on him. Ball inbounded left corner to Canner. Cantor throws it to Joe Stanley, the 5'9 senior point guard. Outside the arc on the right to Kyle Langenbrenner. On the weave to Canner. Boy, the ball goes to the central part of the floor to Canner. He steps back. Look at that ball go in. Another one. 17-12, Newark Catholic. Cantor picking right up where he left off in the district. Jane Paul tries to counter. Quick trigger three, way short. Rebound down to Gorius. There's Gorius, takes it down the court, all the way into the rim. Oh, it's deflected by Botkins. It comes off the iron. Missed opportunity, Newark Catholic. Deep right corner, Zane Paul. Trojans down five. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Jacob Blyman touches it, and he's triple teamed immediately. The ball's on the deck. He tries to shoot it. Shot it wild. Ball goes on the arc to Paul. Paul hoists one in straight away. 25-footer.
Five threes. That's their 15 points.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. 17-15. Newark Catholic up two. Thank goodness the Trojans are hot from the stripe. Down to 19 to go. Opening period. Irish up two. And head coach Nate Adams of Newark Catholic gets a timeout. Late first quarter, 18 ticks left. Bodkins down two on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Newark Catholic with possession. Final 15 seconds, opening stanza. 17-15, Newark up two. Here's Gorius. Here's Canner. Right back to Gorius. Baseline right. Spin move through traffic in the lane. Wild shot. No good. 5 seconds to go. Bodkins pretty. Outlet to Meyer. Meyer steps into a three ball. Short no good. Tip no good. And the first period comes to an ending. Newark Catholic 17. Bodkins 15 after 8 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Bodkins down two after a quarter. They were a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those that come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. Bodkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers Tavern in Bodkins. Second quarter underway. Jacob Kleiman, nice dish to the cutter down the lane. Jaden Pretty, teardrop in front.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, they went low, high, and Pretty with a nice little shot in the lane.
Good adjustment by head coach Sean Powell during the quarter break. We're tied up at 17. Newark Catholic rattled offensively. A player in off the bench, 6 foot junior, Ashton Cox, bad pass in the corner.
Yeah, he tried to throw a wraparound pass, and it was about 15 feet wide.
Oh, yeah, no one home.
Looked like my curveball back in the day.
And big error by Ashton Cox, and Bodkins now has an opportunity to take the lead. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Flyman, game tied, 17. 50 seconds into quarter number two. Carter hangs on, goes to Jamison Meyer. Long one from the left flank. He pours in another one. Jamison Meyer, scorching hot. Four triples. Bodkins up three. 6:56 to go here in the second quarter of play. Cole Cantor, being guarded by Dylan Top, head of the key. Handoff on the play to Cox. Back to Canner. Top gets a hand in his face. Canner still makes it. A long deuce.
It was a two. That might have been his most impressive shot.
Oh, yeah. Jamison Meyer again. Falls down left corner. A long launch. No good. Long rebound. Pretty. Foul line. Shot blocked away from behind. Good defensive effort by Colin Crumrine. 6'3 backup post player. He's manning the point on the zone right now.
Yeah, he's got good size.
Bodkins tracked down the loose ball. Bodkins up one, 20-19. Boy, they've got to deal with Cole Kanter. Here's another long three. Deep right corner. Jamison Meyer falling down. Pumps it in. Pumps it in. Jamison Meyer unbelievably hot. Bodkins up four, 23-19. On the arc, here's Kanter. He's bothered, pestered, lost it, got it back. Over guarding foul against the Bodkins Trojans out on the arc. Jamison Meyer is getting loose in the corners, Chuck. He loves that position.
Well, he's got such a quick release that, boy, you don't have time to go find him. If you don't find him before he has the ball, you're done.
And Bodkins, I think, has called a timeout. Up four, Trojans blistering shooting. Jamison Meyer, 5:55 to go second quarter. Continuing our message about Meyer's Tavern. Hey, we're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271 to place your carryout from Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Bodkins. We bet you won't find better. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike Street. Take advantage of this deal through the end of the month. You get free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you buy your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood, soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets compared to the big box stores. Sale ends end of the month, 18 months same as cash. Financing available, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Newark Catholic now down four, 23-19. Bodkins has been paced by unbelievably red-hot shooting from Jamison Meyer. Here's a drive, a Newark Catholic, a steal, and Bodkins throws it down the floor to Jaden Pretty, leaking the other way. Pretty to the rim, easy one, and Bodkins up six. Newark Catholic's been plagued by some miscues, and Bodkins has turned up the heat on defense.
Well, they've turned it four times in their last five possessions.
Here's Krumrein outside the arc. Hand off to Kanter. All over him, Zane Paul, 35 feet away. You can take nothing for granted. This Kanter will shoot it from midcourt. Here's an off-balance drive to Stanley as he goes right down the pipe. Flipped it toward the rim. Had no chance to make it, but he knew he was inviting contact. And he's awarded a pair. 5:03 to go second quarter. Bodkins up 6, 25-19. Newark Catholic outplayed Bodkins. First, what, 5 to 6 minutes of the game, Chuck?
Yeah, they had a five-point lead.
Free throw to Stanley's off the back brace. Jamison Meyer had a breather. He's back on the floor. So did Jacob Plyman. As Free and Top were on just briefly for Bodkins. Tyler Free, Dylan Top. Second shot, Stanley, Newark Catholic. It lipped the rim, no. He missed a pair. Big rebound, Trojans, who are up six. It's under five to go, second quarter.
Yeah, they've gone man-to-man now.
Uh-huh. They have junked the zone because Jamison Meyer ripped it. Here's Zane Paul. Here's Jacob Pretty on the arc. Back to Jamison Meyer. Outside the arc, right flank, it's Paul. Straightaway Pretty. Left wing Meyer. Looks for the cutter, Jacob Plyman. In the lane, he's doubled. Turns. Fires up a 10-footer. It is bouncing. No. Rebound in the lane, but Bodkins. And I think a holding foul called on Newark Catholic. It looked like a lot of grappling by the Irish in that sequence. Jacob Plyman might have been fouled.
Yeah, and Carter Plyman is rebounding really well. I mean, he is aggressive on the offensive boards.
Trojans up 6, 25-19. 4:26 to go in the second quarter. Zane Paul on the arc. Ball lobbed into the lane for Carter Plyman. Or I should say Jacob. He brings it down, and it's jerked away. Stolen Manure Catholic. Quickly down the floor, Kanter. Shake and bake. Step back. Between the legs, dribble. Good! Straight away. 26-footer. Nothing you can do to stop it. Cole Kanter, Jamison Meyer, trading threes. Here's Pretty down the lane for Bodkins. Well done. He draws a two-shot foul. trying to spark the Trojans with good navigation in the paint area.
He went behind his back, did a step back, and hit a three with a hand in his face, just like he was shooting a jump shot before the game.
That was NBA basketball right there.
He is impressive.
25-22, Botkins, free throw, pretty. Got it. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. How many for Cole Kanter so far?
He's got 17.
Three threes, has 17, and he's on pace to whip that 37 that he drilled in the district championship game for Newark Catholic.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Second shot, but pretty. Flexes the knees right there. Botkins 27 and Newark Catholic 22. Halfway through the second quarter, Dylan Topp gives Jaden Pretty a blow for the Trojans. We have Jacob Plyman out there with Jameson Meyer, Zane Paul, Carter Plyman, and Topp. Topp at 6'3", good height, front line. Carter, Jacob, Dylan. 30 feet away, it's Gorius. Now to Kanter, back to the basket. He just turns and lets it fly. It banged off the rim. That one shouldn't have been taken.
He missed one.
Here's Zane Paul up the floor, left wing. Straight away, Carter Plyman. That last shot, a little ostentatious.
Yeah, well, if you're shooting like he is, I don't have any problem with him shooting the basketball.
He's in his own. Both he and Jameson Meyer are. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Botkins works it. Entry pass to the post for Carter Plyman, booted out of bounds by Newark Catholic.
This is a big possession, I think, for Botkins. I mean, it's a 5-point lead. They can push it up to 7 or 8 on this possession. That would be big.
3:23 to go. Ball thrown into Zane Paul. He's got a screen. Lets it fly way up in the air. Off the heel. Long board to Newark Catholic. 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. Here comes Kanter. Kanter down the floor. Thought he walked at the top of the circle. Gave it up to Stanley. That's something new. A pass by Kanter to a teammate. Here's Gorius, top of the circle. Overplay by Paul. Nearly took it from him. Foul.
My goodness, I think that was a good steal.
Is that the team seventh or sixth? Newark Catholic not shooting. 3 minutes a second to go here in the first half. Botkins up 5, 27-22. Trojans a couple chances to push it to 7 or 8.
Yeah, and they need to because Newark's going to continue to score. They're going to have to also.
Here's Kanter with a foot near center circle. He's that close to the midline. He drives, foul line, in the lane, bouncing. It's a soft touch. It's good. Hit the rim 5 times. Cole Kanter can do no wrong. 27-24. Oh, here's a good pick and roll. Pretty to Jacob Plyman, who motors hard to the rim. And he is clanked on the arm. 2 free throws, Jacob. Botkins up 3. 2:38 left in the second quarter. This Cole Kanter is another Cedarville Conan.
Yeah, and he is a junior. I sure hope Ohio State's talking to him.
Free throw, Jacob Plyman is right there. Botkins, nice touch at the stripe.
Well, they're 3 for 3, and they need to keep making them. I mean, the fact that they've got 7 threes in this game, that's what's got them in the lead right now.
Both teams about 65% on the year at the charity line. Second shot, Jacob Plyman on the way. Looks good, and it is. 29-24, Botkins up 5. 2:38 to go, second quarter. Gorius up the right side. Ball stolen! Dylan Tipes got it. Or I should say Dylan Topp. Fakes right, goes left. Off balance in the lane. Herky-jerky move. Got away with a walk.
Called a foul.
And drew a 2-shot foul.
Wow, got a break.
Sloppy play by Newark Catholic at midcourt. Although, the foul is called on the floor, not shooting. Neat steal by Dylan Topp of Botkins.
Yeah.
Trojans are overplaying, Chuck, because they know so many passes are headed Cole Kanter's way.
Who else are you going to give it to?
Carter Plyman, Jaden Pretty, elbow on the left, nice. Fadeaway jumper, 14-footer, bingo! Jaden Pretty extends Botkins' lead out to 7. 2:19 to go, first half. Green wave, long pass, deep right corner. It's Stanley. He's cornered, hemmed in, he's boxed, and he throws it off of Trojan's leg.
Good job of trapping him without fouling.
Ball inbounded, right corner, Newark Catholic's Stanley looks for Kanter. goes airborne out on top, leaping high. Carter Plyman on the intercept to Pretty, one-on-one against the defender. Blocking foul, Newark Catholic. Superb call.
Absolutely.
Excellent call.
Absolutely.
Bo Botkins anticipating and forcing Newark Catholic into turnovers. Great defense by Botkins. It was good at the start of the year. It has gotten even much better. Two free throws for Pretty. These are big. The first on the way, swish.
They've given up 24 points. They gave up 26 to Jackson in a game this year.
Yeah.
But they're playing as good a defense as they did that night. It's just, my goodness. Cantor is a basketball player.
Yeah,
I get excited when I see somebody that's that good.
Last three or four minutes, Trojans defensively have been dynamite. Rock solid. Second free throw, Pretty short. Rebound, Newark Catholic. Long throw to midcourt to Stanley. Stanley's got a player loose in the lane, and it's yanked away. Good theft on the play by Pretty. Botkins up eight, trying to take it to double digits. Deep right corner, Carter Plyman. He buries it. 35-24, Trojans. Carter Plyman on the money from trifecta land. Minute 48 to go here in the first half. Cantor down the floor to Stanley. Newark Catholic, pretty much a one-man gang. Here's Krumrine, 6'3 center, top of the circle, handoff to Cantor. All over him, Carter Plyman, now Pretty on the switch. Cantor wants to drive, running, shooting, it's wild. Off the side of the board, rebounding foul, Newark Catholic. Botkins has got him on the run.
I'll tell you what, that was a bad shot. That was a forced shot.
And at the same time, it was superb and thorough defense.
Oh, my goodness, they're playing right now.
Botkins 35, Newark Catholic 24. A minute 20 to go here in the second quarter. Common foul, six each way. Timeline Pretty. Boy, Trojans would like to widen this gap another bucket or two. Zane Paul's got the ball in the arc. Little pick and roll, Jacob Hyman. He muscles to the rim. Got it for two.
Well, they came out playing zone for a reason, and boy, they just got lit up shooting threes. They can't. I don't think they can play man-to-man against Botkins.
No, they're pretty weak, kind of thin, covering Botkins' offense, playing man. Here's a scrap for a loose ball in the right corner. Dug out by Botkins. It's Zane Paul to Jacob Plyman. All alone. Plyman on the flush. He dunks it. 39-24. Great, great second quarter for Botkins. Here's Cantor. He guns a long one.
Wow.
30-footer. Swish! 28 seconds to go, first half.
Boy, that was huge. That stemmed quite the run by the Trojans.
Yep, Botkins led 39-24 with 30 seconds to go in the first half. The three-point shot that was just gunned in by Cantor sliced the lead down to 12. 6 seconds to go. Pretty on a drive. Three-point shot, right side of the floor. Jamison Meyer hits it at the buzzer. Botkins 42, Newark Catholic 27. Unbelievable, spectacular three-point shooting by Botkins, and specifically Jamison Meyer in this game tonight.
Wow.
Trojans, who had the 15-point cushion 30 seconds before the end of the first half, go back up by 15 again, 42-27. It's our radio station break. Trojans lead Newark Catholic at the break by 15. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is 42-27, Botkins. Chuck, I like my steaks searing hot.
Me too.
Searing hot, and that steak describes Botkin shooting in the first two quarters. Unbelievable. Jamison Meyer has drilled six threes. Wow, you can't be any hotter. He's as hot as a firecracker. Everything he lets go is going in. Huge bucket to end the second quarter. Deep three, right corner, Carter Plyman.
Yeah, well, he was 6 of 7 shooting threes. That's pretty good. They have a 9-4 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive boards for Botkins. Newark Catholic turned the ball 8 times in the first half. Botkins turned it 5. Newark Catholic went to the line 4 times, made 2. Botkins was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Individual scoring. Let me find Cole Cantor. He has 22 of their 27. Then Gorius has 3, and Langenbrunner has 2. They scored 17 and 10, 27 for the half, 22 of the 27 by Cantor.
And on the Trojans outscored them 27-10 in the second period.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. 18 for Meyer, 9 for Pretty, all in the second quarter. They got 6 from Plyman, Jacob Plyman, all in the second quarter. 6 from Zane Paul on 2 threes in the first quarter. Carter Plyman, like you said, hit the big 3 from the corner. They scored 15 and 27, and they lead at 42-27 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Laramie. Zone defense early on by Newark Catholic, and they had to junk that pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, when they gave up five threes in the first quarter,
right.
And then Jamison Meyer came out and hit a three in the to start second quarter, and that was the end of the man-to-man.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
then it turned into the Pretty and Jacob Plyman show in the second quarter. They scored 15 points in the second quarter after they went man-to-man.
Love the way Jacob Pretty at Butkins got into the act. He began probing the lane area, finding shooters, and he had nice production himself.
Well, yeah, and they're playing great defense. I mean, turnovers, probably seven of those are steals on yep. passes.
Yep, yep. Botkins Trojans defensively. Just pickpocketing Newark Catholic, especially in quarter number two. About 4 minutes away from the start of our second quarter. That's our halftime report. Botkins 42, Newark Catholic 27. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
It is Botkins 42, Newark Catholic 27. We're just a couple moments away from the beginning of our second half. The winner returns on Friday night, tip-off at 7, airtime 6:30 at Botkins Place. And the opponent for the winner of this game would be the second game winner. And that contest matches Cedarville and Tri-Village. That should be a doozy, like this one may very well be before it's over. Although the Trojans, with an extremely dominant second quarter, 27-10, lead by 15 right now. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, super underwriting sponsor, great business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. We were founded thanks to LaCal Equipment, which got us the support we needed to get off the ground back in 2006 and 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal highlights those student athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. And let's give recognition where it's due to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Botkins seniors, Denton Holman, Parker Geist, St. Paul, Jaden Pretty, Tyler Free, Garrett Grevy. Those are the 6 12th graders. Thanks to LaCal Equipment for recognizing them here on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Here we go. Newark Catholic starts the second half with the ball, and it's thrown into the lane to Cole Cantor. That's a new look, a different wrinkle. He posts up from 10 feet away. Half hook shot, skipped off the rim. No. Rebound, Botkins. So Cantor goes 0 for 1 to start the third quarter. Botkins has got to keep the foot on the pedal.
Ask Wright State what can happen to a big halftime lead.
Yes. How about that? 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Botkins possession. Here's a step back three by Jaden Pretty. Too hard, no good. Clangs off the rim. Rebound fumbled. It is off the leg of Denton Holman, picked up by Newark Catholic. 42-27 Trojans. 7:12 to go third quarter. Botkins needed a better possession than that to start the second half, although it's been a darn near perfect game. Here's Cole Canner from nearly out of bounds. Carter Plyman has blanketed him, but he still made the shot.
You can't play defense any better than Plyman just
here's
did.
Jaden Pretty. He's got a little crease. He goes angling down the lane and draws a foul. Yanked on the arm. Common, ball out. 6:54 to go, third quarter. Cole Canter, I mistook him for a spectator in the second row. He was almost out of bounds on that last three.
Shot.
Out of bounds within a foot of the stripe, far side of the floor on that last triple. He's unbelievable. Cole Canter, Koning of Cedarville. That's an all-state starting five right there. In the post, it's Denton Holman for Botkins. Outside the arc, your Carter Plyman. Straight away to Zane Paul. Trojans up 12. 6:33 to go third quarter. Pretty posting up with a smaller Stanley. Foul line to Holman. Twist, turns, doesn't shoot. Back to Pretty. 6:20 left, third quarter. Botkins up 12, 42-30. Can't get stagnant now. Pretty into the lane. Steps back, fade away. 14-footer. It hit the back brace. Long rebound to Canner. Canner zooms up the floor, guarded by Holman, 40 feet away. 6 minutes left, third quarter. Botkins up 12. It's been as many as 15 on two occasions. Dribble drive in the lane, Manure Catholic. It's Langenbrunner, off balance, coughed it up, got it back, shot it, blocked out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, Botkins' first two possessions of the second half have not been very good offensively.
No, not at all. Can't get lax on offense. Here is Stanley on the arc, nearly walked. Motion offense goes to Ashton Cox. Cox pitches behind him to a teammate. Botkins steals, pretty off and running, but he's held from behind. Well, played 2 minutes, 12 seconds, third quarter. One basket.
3-0.
A three-point shot by guess who? Cole Canter of Newark Catholic, only scoring here in the initial parts of the third quarter of play. 5:40 left. Botkins 42, Newark Catholic 30. Zane Paul posts up Jacob Plyman down low. He's available. 7-footer, no good. Stick back, Carter Plyman. Got it, and a foul.
Nice.
Carter Plyman mean on the weak side board.
Yeah, that's a great job. They came and helped so much on his brother that he had a backside rebound all to himself.
That's a big goal right there. The officials ushering head coach Nate Adams of Newark Catholic off the floor. Free throw by Carter Plyman, dead center. Botkins back up 15, 45-30. Pressure by the Trojans in backcourt. And it's giving the Newark Catholic guards some trouble. Langenbrunner has it knocked away. Throws it back near side. Dribbling into the forecourt. Goes Tyson Mummy, 5'9 senior off the bench. He goes baseline left. Botkins nearly steals again.
That was absolutely 9.5 seconds if it wasn't 10 on that possession.
I'd agree. Ball pitched into Canner. Canner to Mummy. Mummy on the floor. Canner baseline left. Kind of one-hands it. Looks all over the floor at his teammates, then rises up and swishes a 28-footer.
That's one of the quickest releases I've ever seen a kid have.
Unbelievable shooting by Cole Canter of Newark Catholic. Botkins still up 12. Here's Pretty. Entry pass down inside to Jacob Plyman. Oh, he missed a gimme. Botkins got it back. Threw it to Plyman on the arc. Long three-point bomb. No good off the heel. Rebound tipped out to Newark. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Trojans need to cash in on this possession.
Well, that was an easy shot for Plyman, and he just left it short.
Yeah,
but he went and got the rebound. Not sure I liked the three he took afterwards, but they still got possession.
Yeah, he did keep hustling after missing the point blanker. That was a gimme. Botkins still has the ball, though. Up 12. Pretty on the arc. Looks for Plyman on the roll. Can't find him. Now Carter Plyman to Jacob. He muffed it out of bounds. 4:39 to go, third quarter. Botkins 45, Newark Catholic 33. Irish inbound in backcourt. It goes to Gorius. Pitch and catch with Langenbrunner. Back to Gorius. Screened by Langenbrunner. On a weave to Tyson Mummy. Nearly lost it. Fed it to Gorius. Now to Canner. Canner 30 feet away. Picks up his dribble. Finds an open player down inside. Here's a fadeaway five-footer. Good! Tyson Mummy, 5'9", senior backup guard, scores. Botkins' defender got tangled up. 45-35, Botkins. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Shadowing Meyer of Botkins now is Mummy.
I think they found out he could shoot it.
Yep, six threes in the game for Meyer. Baseline right, Pretty. Hooks a pass back into the lane. Deflected. Caught eventually by Carter Plyman. This three is way off to the right. Oh, there's a steal on the rebound by Pretty. Took it away from the Irish. Missed it, but a foul.
Well, they're not taking great shots. They got the wrong people shooting threes right now.
And the Trojans are missing some fairly easy inside looks. Still up 10, 45-35, 3:42 to go third quarter. Pretty, on that very nifty last rebound effort, was fouled, and he drills the free throw. 11-point game, 46-35. Botkin shooting fouls well.
There's 6 of 7.
Second shot, Jaden Pretty flexes the knees, and he parks it right down through the ropes.
Actually, they're 8 of 9 now.
3:36 to go in the third quarter. Botkins up 12. Here's Canner behind a screen, 35 feet away. Little pick and roll with a teammate, driving to the rim and scoring his line and runner.
When you got to go help that much on Canter, somebody's got to be open. He did a good job of finding him that time.
Yep, good two-man game by Newark Catholic, which is within 10. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Jaden Pretty fouled while dribbling 40 feet away. Around the waist, he was hugged by Joe Stanley. Team foul 5 on Newark, none on Botkins. That's a good sign.
Well, they had very few in the first half, but they were playing zone.
Ball inbound of a Dylan Top to Pretty. Botkins' biggest lead, 15. It's 10 right now. 3:09 to go here in the third. 47-37 Trojans. Pretty backs it out near midcourt, picked up by Stanley. Pretty down the into the right corner. Goes baseline. Oh, look at that drive. What a maneuver. Jaden Pretty, dazzling.
I thought he got fouled.
Yeah, I did too. Thought he got jerked on the elbow. A good kiss off the window by Pretty. Botkins back up 12. Here's Cole Canner. Ugly swan dive shot from the top of the circle. He was hemmed in, well guarded. No chance for that one. Rebound Botkins. Big possession. Chance to go up 14 or 15. And Pretty is no match for Joe Stanley.
He can't guard him. They're yelling, let him play. You can't take two hands and bear hug somebody going around you and yell, let him play.
Nope, not close. Stanley cannot stay with Pretty as Newark Catholic picks up team foul 6. Botkins with none. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Botkins up 12. Here's Denton Holman to Zane Paul. Paul a step from midcourt. They clear out right side. Back on the arc to Jacob. He lets it fly. Three-point bomb. Bingo! Bingo! Jacob Plyman. 52-37. Botkins, which led earlier, 42-27. Here's Canner with the ball 35 feet away. Around two Trojans to the rim. Lays it up way too hard. He got frustrated. Comes down to Botkins. Here's Jamison Meyer. Baseline left, Jacob Plyman. He's doubled. Goes hard to the rim. Lays it up, no good. Great rebound on the offensive board by Holman. Overshoots, foul against Newark, which simply cannot guard Botkins right now.
They are just beating him to death on the boards, too.
52-37 Botkins. Oddly, this foul situation for Holman is a 1-1. Clearly, he was shooting. Minute 59 to go, third quarter. Botkins up 15, 52-37. Free throw, Holman, way too hard. Rebound knocked away from Top into the hands of Canter. Trojans could have gone up 17 there. Forecourt left, it's Gorius, and Gorius is checked near side court. And head coach Nate Adams of Newark Catholic is pleased that finally a foul is called on Botkins.
Yeah, I'm not real sure that wasn't a 7-0 call by an official.
Yes, I'd agree. Canter at midcourt, right wing Stanley. Stanley goes up and down. Great defense. Jacob Plyman came out on him. Stanley went up to shoot, came right back down to the floor. You can tell, Chuck, a few of these newer Catholic players not comfortable when put in the position to have to score.
Well, they've probably not had to score with Cantor. You'd think you don't usually need to score. You just need to take care of the basketball and find him.
And Cantor has been blanketed in the second half.
So got 28 points.
What scheme has Botkins done differently on Cantor?
Well, I think it's their scheme. They've moved him down inside and taken him off the perimeter.
Here's Zane Paul, 27-footer left wing. No good, long rebound to Pretty. He guns it straight away. Three-pointer. Bullseye! Bullseye! Botkins up 18. Botkins up 18. Here's Cantor. Wild shot down the lane. Oh, he missed it badly. It careened off the rim. Head coach Adams of Newark Catholic is going to get a check if he doesn't watch it. Botkins easily reeled in the rebound. Foul, Newark Catholic, and maybe a tech has been assessed or a warning on the Newark.
I think it was a warning. I think he told him to.
For the last 10 minutes plus of this game, Botkins in the bonus, up 18, 55-37. Jacob Plyman at the line, 1-1. Clearly, he got a clean rebound down here.
I don't understand what everybody's screaming. I know what they're screaming about. They're down 18 points in a regional semi.
Heck of a clean rebound down here, but Jacob, who cannot convert. He missed the first of the bonus. Rebound down to Cantor. Cantor to Gorius. Nope. He sizes up a three, and he pulled it to the left. No good. Rebound Zane Paul of Botkins. A minute to go, third. Zane Paul finds the open player. Right flank, Carter Plyman. Sizes up a triple. Missed it short. Rebound Newark. Long lead out down the floor to Mummy. Mummy to the bucket. He lays it in, and he's fouled from the backside.
I don't mind the shot by Plyman down there. That would have been a dagger if that thing went in.
Well, with a minute to go in the third quarter, Botkins led by 18, 55-37. That two-pointer by Mummy cuts it to 16. He was bumped from behind in the act of shooting. Free throw, though, well short. 50 seconds to go in the third. Botkins up 16. Pretty jerked down the rebound. Botkins spreads the floor.
They moved Ashton Cox out on him. Now he can't guard him either.
Here's Pretty. He's got an avenue right down the lane. Banked it in on the run. Woo! Botkins opened up the court, and Jaden Pretty did his thing. That was Pretty. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. 57-39. Make it 57-42. A long three by Ashton Cox. Looked like a Cole Cantor replica right there.
Yeah, more of a set shot, but still.
And it's back down to 15. 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Pretty trying to probe the middle. He's 20 feet out, 15 feet out. Running, banked it, no. Stick back is bouncing. It is good! It went in. Jacob Plyman on the tip at the buzzer. Botkins 59. Newark Catholic 42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, has a full line of services for you. prescriptions, over-the-counters, local delivery to Botkins and Jackson Center, medications packaged up a day and time, immunizations, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Oh, my goodness gracious. Fourth quarter is introduced by Jamison Meyer. He's back at it. He fired in a long triple, and the lead is 20. Jamison Meyer, as we were talking about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, put a hurting on Newark Catholic.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Pretty got in the lane again, found him in the corner.
62 to 42, 20-point spread. Who would have thought? 7.5 to go here in the fourth. Here's a nice pass by Newark Catholic underneath. Reverse layup is in. Ashton Cox got it. He's come off the bench to give Newark Catholic a spark. 7:18 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Carter Plyman trying to hit home and back door. He's below the rim. Flips it to Carter, high left. And Carter has his hand raked. He's fouled. Newark Catholic bench upset at every single call that goes against him.
Well, when you get to a regional semifinal and you have no answer. I mean, you got an outstanding offensive player, but you got nobody that can guard Pretty.
No. And then you commit six fouls in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, and Botkins will sit on the line with the 1-1 and then the double bonus on the next one the rest of this way. 1-1 missed by Carter Plyman. Botkins began nicely at the stripe tonight, but has cooled off. The lead is 18, a minute gone in the fourth. On a weave, 35 feet away, it's Tyson Mummy, who's come in off the bench. Now to Canner. Canner's boxed in the corner, still shoots a 17-foot jumper, and knocks it down. Two men on him. 62-46, Botkins up 16. 6:45 to go. Pressure and backward maneuver. Ball thrown to the middle of the floor by Botkins, and it's intercepted by Newark Catholic, which was going to get a gimme, but Botkins had called timeout, and the Newark Catholic bench livid again.
Yeah.
6:40 to go. Botkins in the lead over Newark Catholic. 62-46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Hey, don't forget, if you want to enjoy the second game of this D4 doubleheader region semifinal, the Tigers got it. It's a Tri-Village.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a dandy. Tri-Village and Cedarville, game number 2. Tip-off at 8, WTGR, the Tiger, 97.5 FM. Here is Botkin starting this stretch of play after the timeout. Nice feed, Zane Paul, down inside to a teammate. It is bobbled all around, deflected by Newark, then Botkins.
Caught a held ball.
Ruled a held ball eventually. Arrow Newark. Botkins can't let this lead get down to 8 or 10. Still 6:20 to go. Canner can make points and threes, and he can make them fast.
Right.
Here's a dribble drive, but Cox nearly walked at the elbow. Hits Canner darting down the lane. He draws a two-shot foul. Canner came out of nowhere. He was 40 feet from the rim, well beyond the top of the arc. Cox saw him coming. Zooming down the paint area with Canner. Two-shot foul.
Botkins has got to go. They got to get their starters out there, and they got to go with their starters.
Canner's free throw hits the front rim, climbs over, down through. 62-47, 15-point lead Botkins. 6:09 to go, fourth quarter. Five straight points, Newark Catholic. Second foul shot, Cole Cantor. Line drive free throw way short. Nearly over the back foul on Newark. Rebounded by Top. Top to Paul, to Pretty. Back to Paul, midcourt. Zane up the right side of the floor to Dylan Top. Lobs it down inside for Plyman.
His arms grabbed. He scores anyway.
Wow.
Nice pass by Top. They did a good job of breaking the press that time.
That was a score in the act of shooting, not whistled.
64-47, Botkins. 5:40 left in the fourth quarter. Out on the arc, it's the green wave. Dipsy Doo down the lane. Clearly a big-time walk.
Yep.
Kyle Langenbrenner, real good football player for Newark Catholic.
Uh-oh,
we got a technical. Technical foul. You knew it was coming. Nate Adams, green wave coach, is hit with it. Irish teed up. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins leads by 17. Pretty at the stripe for the white shirts.
Now they can all drive back to Newark and complain to each other the whole way home about the officiating when they just lost by 20 points.
Yep, Adams being reprimanded by the head referee. Free throw shot by Pretty. He is good. 18-point game. Again, Pretty. Swish once more.
He's got 20 now.
Wow, slow start. I hyped him up in the pregame. He was due for a good one.
Well, they can't guard him. I mean, as soon as they got out of that zone, that was the end of them being able to play defense on him.
That's a good point. Inbounded by Botkins in backcourt. Speaking of not being able to guard him, Pretty is fouled again.
Yeah, he just reached out and whacked him.
66-47. Botkins leads it. 5:39 to go. 1-2 bounces, shot by Pretty on the way, in again.
You can take your time getting here, Scott. This thing's taking forever.
Yep, last trip by Botkins to the regional, 2001. Got a regional final coming up. Trojans on the verge of it. Second shot, Pretty, yes, sir. And the lead for Botkins has swollen to 21, biggest of the night.
He's 9 for 10 from the free throw line to go with his inability to be guarded.
68-47 Trojans. Here's Canner at the elbow on the left. Bobbled the ball. Shot it anyway. Short. He just proved he's human. Rebound down to Zane Paul. Baseline left. It's Holman. Shot fake. Arches it up. No. Weak side rebound. Plyman. Big time foul by Newark, which simply cannot rebound against Botkins or guard the Trojans, either one. Botkins.
11-0 offensive rebound advantage for the Trojans.
Oh, there you go. I knew it had to be really lopsided. And it's more than that. Shut them out. A couple fouls for Plyman. It curls around the rim. No good. Trojans players, other than Pretty, need to hone in, concentrate at the strike.
Yeah.
21-point game. 5:17 left in the fourth. 68-47 Botkins. Plyman drops those knees and puts it up and through. Biggest lead of the night. Botkins 69. And 47 for Newark Catholic. Outside the arc, left wing. It goes on the play to Matthew Gialdini. Have not heard much from him, averaging 8 points a game. Here's a long bank shot, wild, by Tyson Mummy. Botkins with the rebound, and Newark Catholic has really withered here in the second half. Dribble drive by Pretty in the lane, dumps it down baseline right to a teammate, comes right back to Pretty in the paint area, doesn't shoot. Trojans flare it out to the left flank to Carter Plyman. 4:38 to go here in the game. 69-47 Trojans. Here's Zane Paul between the circles. Zane on the bounce, has an avenue, goes to the elbow, doesn't shoot. Back out to Pretty. 10 team fouls in Newark. Irish over the limit. Here's Pretty, 30 feet out, double teamed. Goes to Jacob, down to Paul, right flank. Jacob Plyman decides to shoot a three, way short. That was like a turnover, long rebound to Newark Catholic. Down the floor, Mummy. Ball thrown on the arc to Langenbrenner. Right back on the arc to Matthew Gialdini, the post player, who fires up a line drive three, way short. Rebound Botkins, 3:55 to go. Trojans still up 22, 69-47. Here is Pretty begging to be fouled, and he is. He's hipped on the play by Newark Catholic's Gialdini. Yep, Newark Catholic bench is out of solutions.
You look down the bench, everybody's got their heads down.
Out of options.
Their fans are going crazy behind us.
Pretty at the line for Botkins. trying to push the lead to 24. First free throw right on target. 70-47. Bodkins up 23. 3:44 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Well, I understand the frustration. That's a heck of a drive to come over here and get your butt kicked.
It makes me think of volleyball a year ago. No. Basketball a year ago in this regional when Danville came over to play Fort Loraman.
Yeah.
Both free throws by Pretty, right on the money. Time out called. Bodkin 71, Newark Catholic 47. 3:40 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Riemann Drywall in Anna offers you professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away. 937-538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann.
Oh.
3 minutes, 39 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Newark Catholic draws a foul. Only the fourth on Bodkins here in the second half. Newark Catholic way over the limit. Top of the key, Stanley. Stanley well guarded. They're running a weave near midcourt. Trojans saying, go ahead. My gosh, Tanner decides to go airborne on a three.
Why not? They're down 24 points, and he scored 31 of their 47.
But he is shooting right now, Chuck, with I'm not going to say he doesn't look like he is comfortable now.
No.
He looks bothered.
He's got to be tired.
Oh, yeah.
He's shouldered the entire load here.
Yeah, his nonverbal language is not pleasing. The hot shot for Newark Catholic has been silenced somewhat here in the second half. He missed the last shot. Bodkins got the rebound, and the Trojans flip it around on the arc straight away at St. Paul. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter, 24-point lead. Here's Paul right down the lane, shovels it from his ankles short. Rebound Newark Catholic. How many for Cantor?
Cantor has 31.
31 points from Cantor.
He had 22 at the half.
And Bodkins is going to win by maybe 30. And here's a knee by Pretty into Stanley. 2:40 to go here in the fourth. Jamison Meyer wound up with, six threes?
Seven.
He's still on the floor. Who knows, might get another one. Ball thrown out on top to Cantor, 30 feet away. All over him, Paul. Good switch. Jacob Plyman on him, and that's defense. 15-foot fadeaway by Cantor, no good. Great switch off by Bodkins. Rebound Newark Catholic, stolen by Bodkins. Down the floor to Meyer, passed up the three. Goes cross-court to Paul. 2:20 to go. Bodkins up 24. Newark Catholic hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. Trojans lead up at 24 points. Here's Pretty. Pretty down the floor, all the way to the rack. No, a great pass. Great pass. He lobbed it to Plyman. He lobbed it to Jacob. A flush. Oh, the Trojans clicking on all cylinders.
Oh, my goodness, are they having fun.
Pretty to Plyman, the big boy. Jacob dunked it down. Bad pass, Newark Catholic, into the hands of Jacob Plyman. Well done by Pretty. He and Plyman have got a little sign language going on.
Yeah.
73-47. Pretty again down the lane. Right back to Jacob with the left hand up in the air. Off his fingertips. Loose ball corner. Picked up on the play by Dylan Topp. Bodkins controls. 90 seconds to go. 73-47. Paul in the lane. Jamison Meyer straight away. regional final berth for Bodkins tonight, the first trip to the regional since 2001. Bodkins will play again on Friday, 6:30 airtime, tip-off at 7 against the winner of the second game, Tri-Village and Cedarville. 1 minute to go. Pretty on the bounce. He's got a crease. Down the lane he goes. Pushed by Stanley. Pretty doing what he does so well. Not only can he drive and dish, he draws fouls.
He's 11 of 12 in the free throw line. He scored 24 points.
What a night for Pretty. Free throw coming in the air, rolling in. 73, now 74, 47, 27-point lead, Trojans. And we've got massive substitutions both ways. Pretty at the strike for Bodkins. Second shot coming up. Next break, we'll hear from a new underwriting business partner, Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Foul shot, but pretty good. Did I say pretty good?
Pretty good.
Pretty hits it to make it 75 to 47, 28-point spread.
26, and Jameson Meyer 21. How's that for a 1-2 punch? They tied Newark Catholic.
47 points between those two guards, Pretty and Meyer, for Bodkins. Brian Bell comes down the floor, uncorks a three, and pops it in for Newark Catholic. 75 to 50, 37 seconds to go. Clock winding down. Bodkins is simply playing keep away out of the arc. It's senior Parker Geis, 5'9", 12th grader. He's just bouncing it. Newark Catholic allows Bodkins to play it out, and that'll do it. The Bodkins Trojans advance to the Friday night regional championship against Tri-Village or Cedarville. Counting it down, Bodkins people across the way. Head coach Nate Adams of Newark Catholic clapping. Boy, the better team won tonight, that's for sure.
Oh, boy, that was a kicking.
Woo! A whipping tonight by Bodkins on Newark, 75-50. We'll return with more from here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victress Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victress Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids, to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victress Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5200. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victress, V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S, health.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victress Health and Wellness in Anna.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. We got started in 2002. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, began Steve and Ted's, quickly built an excellent reputation for quality products and services at good prices. Your local Lennox dealer, we're proud to offer the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2646. For Steve and Ted's, I said 2646. I should have said 419-628-2645. And again, thanks to
Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. By the way, Lisa Marino at Victrus was a fine volleyball star at Miami and Oxford.
Oh.
Her husband's Nick, who coached
a little football.
Oh, yeah. Anna Rockets, state champs, D6 football 2 years ago. That's Lisa's husband. Bodkin's Trojans near perfect in this win tonight over the opponent, Newark Catholic. Didn't start out easy, but wow, the Trojans rolled. Maybe Bodkin's best complete game of the year.
Well, I mean, they started out in that zone, and Bodkin's hit 5 threes against it in the first quarter, came out in the second quarter. Meyer hit another one. They had no choice, but they had to get out of it and play man, and that was the end of the ball game because they couldn't guard Jaden Pretty. They couldn't guard Jacob Plyman inside, and that was the ball game.
Right.
They did have a heck of a basketball player out there in Cole Cantor. He scored 31. Next to that, Ashton Cox had 5. They were out-rebounded 27-15 and 11-1 on the offensive boards. Bodkin's led by Jason Pretty, who scored 26, and Jamison Meyer 21. They got 6 out of Zane Paul, 6 out of Carter Plyman, and 16 out of Jacob Plyman.
Mm.
And we're going to have to give some Clancy's food away because that was 3 young men that just played some outstanding basketball tonight. Outstanding.
Yeah, Brett Meyer and his wife from Bodkin's, parents of Jamison, just strolled
by.
They
might be a little proud of their son tonight.
Oh, boy. They're ecstatic. They are ecstatic.
Clancy's, Jaden Pretty, Jamison Meyer, Jacob Plyman, those 3 young men,
oh, yeah.
They can't separate them. They all did outstanding and something to led to this huge 25-point win for the Bodkin's.
Superior show by Bodkin's here tonight over Newark Catholic by 25 points. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yeah, Bodkin's Trojans advanced to 24-3 on the year, 11 straight wins for the Golden Black, who blow out Newark Catholic 75-50 to take this regional semifinal in boys D4, advancing Bodkin's to the regional championship game Friday night. Tip-off 7, airtime 6:30 against either Tri-Village or Cedarville. Those two clubs play in the next game at 8 here
it's
at
Big. It should be an outstanding game.
Oh, yeah. Sure should. So we've got at least, Chuck, 3 more days. At least 3 more days of high school basketball to cover. And we're looking at Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday now with Bodkin's in the regional title contest.
Bodkin's plays like that, we're going to have a boys team at UD.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Bodkin's was amazing. Maybe the
every phase. Yeah. Every phase.
Yeah, maybe the Trojans' best 4 quarters of the season here tonight in one game. Just a splendid, splendid show. Hats off to Coach Sean Powell and the coaching staff at Bodkin's. The team was terrific. And congratulations to the community for supporting the Trojans who head to the regional championship Friday night. And at stake, a berth in the Final Four at UD next week. So many thanks to our great business partners. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, we highlight our anchors.
Broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage. SecureCom and Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com, your pros in protection. Osgood Bank, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City, home of the great big boy. And delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations. One solution. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Barker Insurance has been with us now 15 years here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Chuck really enjoyed it. Fantastic effort by the Bodkins Trojans here tonight, who win by a final tally of 75-50. If athletic director and assistant coach Brad Bergman comes over here any further, he's going to get the mic for about a minute or two. And he says no.
We need to clear anyway.
We got other media coming in, and we'll save our conversation for
what a game.
That Cole Canner is a player. The Bodkins Trojans.
Over 3 or 4 years.
Cole Canner's a player. Bodkins Trojans have players, plural. Yep, what a game. So, for our radio audience, via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. For Chuck McBee, Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Vandalia Butler, where the Bodkins Trojans have advanced to the D4 Boys Regional Championship on Friday night, 6:30 airtime. Jack Kramer saying good night. Bodkins wins it 75-50 over Newark Catholic on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.